Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Before I get into that intriguing content, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender.
Bad feeling about this.
Jay Kaplan is in the house. Welcome, Jay. Well,
thank you very much. And good thing there's no three strikes rule here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. You said it. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner. Plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, I look every day. I love to celebrate. One of my favorite days to do is celebrate National Regifting Day. So, Jay, I think I might have a gift for you. I'm not sure who I got it from. It's probably an ugly sweater or something.
Well, I
like
know,
that.
But maybe, you know, I'm one of the few that'll fit. Maybe.
You know something? I didn't think about that. Yeah.
It is what it is.
National Sangria Day. We can go with that.
We will.
Absolutely. We'll I'll drink to that. Ben, we also have National Mud Day. This is California. Where do you get mud in California? I'm not sure we can get the mud going here in California. We'll check that out for you, though. I got a little feedback going there. Good morning, Alex. Glad to see you with us this morning. Let's check the markets and see, do we want to check the markets? I'm looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, down 387 points. Yeah, that's painful. I won't go there because I'll get in trouble if I give you financial advice. So I just say that I've been buying some of the ETFs that look for a downside market. I wouldn't say that it's been since the election I've been looking for a downside market, but since the election I've been buying the downside market, and it's been done pretty well. We've seen the Dow Jones Industrial Average drop, 3,000 points since the election? Just checking on that. Looking at the other side of it, oil down, maybe not the other side, oil down another $1.91 today. Look at that one. Some people are going to say, other people will be a little bit excited about it. If you're in Missouri, you're probably happy about it because you're paying $1.93.6 for gasoline in Missouri. They are the leader of the country. We're looking in the national average, $2.36. Taxifornia, we're still about $1.05 higher than that, $3.41.7 right here in Taxifornia. Unbelievable. We still like to pay the highest possible prices in the land, although we could go to Hawaii and pay $3.46. Of course, if I was in Hawaii, I probably would not be buying much gas over there. Morning, John. Glad to see you with us. Moises, glad to see you. Mitchell's on the line as well. Let's see what else is going on in the markets. We are seeing that the interest rates, the 10-year Treasury down at 276. That's not been pleasant, but we'll talk about the why of that later on. We're looking at the Fannie Mae 30-year bond down 3 basis points. Not a whole lot of activity in that one either. Again, in the Mortgage Minute, I'll get into why these things are happening, because what is happening, you can find that right there on that super secret website, and that would be google.com. You can see any of that information right there. But we're going to talk about why the market is doing what it's doing. What are we looking for? What are we watching right now? And I am very, very intently watching the 200-day moving average on the 30-year bond. I'll explain that a little bit later on. What else is happening in the news? Well, who knows what's going on in Washington, D.C.? Apparently, nobody has a good idea what's going on there. Now, we do know, I don't know where some of these people come up with their analysis. Peter Schiff says, we're not in a bear market. but a house of cards that the Fed built. Well, that could be an accurate statement. Apparently, the Federal Reserve is not watching a whole lot of what other individuals are watching. They're not seeing. Why is oil down so much? And generally, a lot of that in that conversation comes to what's happening in the marketplace. Now, in the United States, our GDP is still growing. China's GDP is not growing. Their numbers are coming down. Now, if you listen to what they say in China, and very few people will listen to what they say in China because they know that the vast majority of what comes out of the government is a lie. But here's the issue. The warehouse inventory in China is growing. The docks are full of merchandise. That part we can identify. Try and think of something that does not use oil, right? I mean, if you're looking at anything in the plastic world, that's oil. If you're looking at almost any toy, that's using oil. If you're looking at household goods, that has oil in it, or oil to make them run the manufacturers, the factories. The demand for oil is dropping. Inventories are growing. Federal Reserve was not smart enough to see that yesterday. They said the economy is looking good. But is the economy really looking good, or is it just in certain segments that it's looking good? Yes, I understand that the GDP in the U.S. is looking good. We'll probably end up the year a little over 3%. Next year, they're looking at maybe a 2.5% to 3% GDP. That's a good number for the U.S., but it's a interconnected world now. We can't just say, well, whatever the U.S. is doing, that's the whole world. Well, China, number two economy in the world. They don't want to admit to it because they want to still get all of the benefits of being a third world country that they're not. But that's the benefits. And the U.S. Government for many, many years has been too stupid to realize that we're getting taken advantage of. So our money continues to go over there. Well, finally, we're seeing that that's not necessarily the case, although you try and figure out what the Trump administration is doing, and nobody has a clue there because it changes every 30 seconds. Paul Ryan decided that he was going to leave 6 months ago, has abdicated any authority. Nancy Pelosi, well, we understand her.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Right, so we've got all this chaos there. Mitch McConnell, I mean, I know that I've got a sound bite for Mitch McConnell on my screen here somewhere. But I can't find it real quick. But he's absolutely worthless, right? Chuck Schumer, the next time he tells the truth, it'll be the first time he tells the truth. So what do you do?
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. So that's where we are looking now in Washington. So if nobody knows what's going on there, you got a Federal Reserve that is clueless. So they raised interest rates yesterday. Is that going to affect your 30-year mortgage? No, yeah, the 30-year mortgage got better in price yesterday after the announcement from that clown. So watch what's going on. There's a lot of chaos there. And the best thing that I can say you can do at the holiday time, put them all on mute, right? The best thing, and most every one of them, because nothing's cohesive, right? If you listen, I'll give you the information that you need to know. But there's really not a whole lot of cohesion coming out of Washington, yet that's supposed to be the leadership. Really? Well, I guess you could find cohesion. The Democrats, they are coalescing behind Bernie Sanders, a socialist, behind Elizabeth Warren and Cortez Ocasio. Now, she took the week off because she might be going to Venezuela to get some more education. But think about these different issues. Now, how do you go about trying to run your life? And I had somebody yesterday that made the comment to me that they've taken all of their holdings, their 401k, and it's all in cash. Now, again, I don't give financial advice on Ron Siegel Radio. We deal with debts. That's our world that we speak about most often. But think about this concept that if you're all in cash, and I just looked at a couple of areas, stocks like Ford Motor Company, right? And I'm not saying Ford's a good stock or a bad stock. All I'm saying is it's paying a 7% dividend. Where are you going to get a 7% dividend on a stock that the federal government has already proven they're not going to let them go out of business, right? Think about some of those things. Look about funds that are high-yield stocks of businesses that we need every day. I'm going to suggest some names. Again, I don't know whether they're good or bad. Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson. These are stocks of institutions that we need the things that they have, regardless of what the government is doing, regardless of what's happening in the world. People are still going to eat. They're still going to need diapers. In fact, more and more people are needing diapers. I'm not talking to Jay about this kind of stuff, right? But we're going to get into reverse mortgages lately, and that is a market there, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm just saying that these are the type of stocks, if you're looking for places to put money, talk to your financial advisor. Chris Bissonnette was in. Todd Halterman comes in. Talk to them about these different institutions and which of them makes sense for your overall financial plan. And then obviously the one item that I believe most heavily, real estate. Right? You can touch it. It's right there. We'll talk more about all these and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Four quick reasons not to fear a housing crash. Should I get a payday loan for the holidays? Option for paying off student loans and the reverse mortgage for grandma. Is it the right time for that or not? All that and more anytime. 800-306-1990. RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us on Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. Gold Star Mortgage, they're the only ones that I know of that has the fast pass loan approval. What are the markets doing? I told you quite a bit about that in the last segment, but we are looking at still a down day on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, down 375 as we speak. The NASDAQ down 121 points. I should get my guys ready for that one. S&P 500 down 37. The 10-year Treasury down 1 basis point on the yield. And then we obviously look at the bond market. I love the bond market because that's what tells us is happening when it comes to your mortgage. The Fannie Mae 30-year bond is down 5 basis points, means interest is up ever so slightly. But again, I've told you, we're watching the 200-day moving average. That is the level of support. So we want to make sure that we don't get below that 200-day moving average. And I'll look and see where the heck that's running at right about 101.40. We're doing pretty good on that, okay, right now. So we're going to continue watching that. About 8 basis points till we have to worry about that number. But why are all of these things happening in the markets? That is more important because the what you can always look at. The Federal Reserve, I told you, they basically are clueless. After the statement, stocks sold off sharply, bonds benefited. But why? Stocks were hoping for a more dovish statement, meaning they were hoping the Fed would say that there would be no rate hikes in 2019. Instead, the Fed reduced their forecast from 3 hikes to 2 hikes. In reality, the Fed's going to pause at their meeting in January and will have a decision to make at the March meeting, but they will remain data dependent, whatever the heck that means, because they didn't follow the data this last time. And if the economy is struggling, they may not hike then. Next year will be an interesting year, as there'll be a press conference after every Fed meeting. We've talked to you about that before. In 2018, they only raised interest rates when there was a press conference. They could raise them anytime. They can even do it in between meetings. That generally signals that there's a emergency that they need to deal with. So they don't like to do that. But with a press conference scheduled after every meeting next year, there could be a rate hike after every meeting. In the economic side, jobless claims, which measures individuals filing unemployment benefits for the first time, showed there were 214,000 claims last week, represented an increase of 8,000 from the previous report, which was unrevised at 206,000. This was also the sample week. That's all technical jargon. You don't really care about that. But what you do care about is that Freddie Mac came out this morning, and they did tell us that the 30-year bond that on the perfect mortgage, the 30-year rate for the perfect mortgage, 4.62, down 1 tick from last week. Still, we're looking at about almost 0.75 points higher than we were last year this time. And you have to pay to get those rates. So just remember that part of it. So when I talk to you about 4.62, you have to pay to get that rate. That's called points, called discount points. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage, the only one I know of with the fast pass loan approval. So at this time of year, I suggest that most people see more people between Thanksgiving and New Year's than they see the rest of the year combined. Some people want to see them, and in the case of Jay and I, they don't want to see us. But we still show up, right, Jay?
Well, it depends how wide angle their eyes can. Maybe they can't see anybody but us.
That's called an eclipse.
Yeah.
Jay and I walk into a room, and there's definitely a tilt and an eclipse, both.
Definitely a shadow. Eclipse is a stronger term, but that's good.
But one of the things that I hear, you know, we talk about looking out for mom and dad and granny, and one of the issues, especially in a time like this, is cash flow. We've been dealing a lot with the Get Mortgage Ready program, and that has a lot to do with the cash flow of individuals. And we're going to have a new product the beginning of next year, which will allow you to put all of your data into one customized website, customized for you. And you put your data in there, and you can even put a link to your financial advisors in there if you want to. You can put a will, a trust, insurance policies, all can be put into one location so your family can see what's going on. And I bring that up with Jay in the house because one of the things that Jay and I talk about on a regular basis is the finances and cash flow for senior citizens. And one of the best products out there that I believe, and I can speak to it from a number of different areas because I had this for my mom and my dad, was a reverse mortgage. And Jay is the guru of reverse mortgages for Ron Siegel Radio. Welcome.
Well, hello. Glad to be here, as usual.
So, Jay, you and I chat on a regular basis about the reverse mortgage being a good product from a financial planning standpoint.
Well, you talked about, financial cycles. And
right.
Financing. And it's the same thing with human life cycles. We start off round, bald, and in diapers. And now that they're getting older, all three of those attributes are coming back. And, now...
Well, we're still round, or we're bald, or we're in diapers.
And we're getting there. And we need cash flow for those diapers. So...
One of the things that you and I have talked about, Jay, that bothers me, and I know it bothers you because you and I have talked about it, is the individuals that are so concerned that they've got to leave something for the next generation. And I can understand that if your next generation is needy.
Right.
Right? But in most instances, I don't know that the next generation is as needy as it is our ego.
Either way, though, if we're trying to protect the next generation, if we're really trying to protect our own legacy, or as someone put it the other day, he said he wanted to make sure that he could spend his children's...
spend his children's inheritance?
Right. However, if you really want to protect that, I think that a reverse mortgage is part of that protection. It's maybe the strongest part of that protection. It can very well keep more and or create more for your legacy. And I could run through some examples if you want to give me a minute.
Yeah, but what I really wanted to get to was understanding that in this scenario, in our world right now, there's a lot of people that are troubled. When we've got a stock market that's as volatile as it is, the ones that are the most susceptible to that volatility is our seniors.
Yeah.
Right? The those of us that are 20 to 55... I use the term very loosely.
Okay.
Those that are 20 to 55, they've got time on their hands, right? If you're 55 in today's reality, you still have potentially 20 to 30 years of working life still in front of you.
Right.
But if you're in your 70s, you're living off of that revenue there, the money that you've made over your lifetime, and it becomes more...
Yeah, but remember, one of the biggest investments you made during that, or most people make during their lifetime, other than their savings account or what they put in their 401s or other kind of things, is their home.
Sure.
They don't mind spending the 401, which is part of their legacy, right?
Isn't that fascinating?
I know. They don't mind doing that. But there you go. You talk about your home, and it's sacred because that's for the kids who may or may not want it. But... if you've lost all the other parts of the legacy, the savings, the retirement funds, the whatever, then having that home is it might be a bigger burden than you want to leave for them.
And I'm going to suggest that if you're dealing with when you're in your 70s,
you can ask me about that,
right? Or 80s, I know you're not there yet, but my assumption is that. Or my belief, I shouldn't say assumption because it's a personal opinion. My belief is that you should really be more concerned with cash flow than anything else.
Right. I think the important thing to understand about a reverse mortgage as it applies to cash flow is that you can always make payments. In other words, what I'm trying to say is you can put a reverse mortgage on the shelf and use it only as you need it for cash flow as you need it. You can always put it back. You can just use it as you please for any reason whatsoever.
That's assuming that you do it the right way.
Correct.
Right? I mean, because there is a right way and a wrong way of using the reverse mortgage. And we're going to talk about, because there's some of them you don't want to put the money back into. So we'll talk about that when we come back, and we'll get some more information on that from Jay Kaplan. Cash flow for our seniors. That's what we're chatting about. We're going to also talk a little bit about reasons not to fear a housing crash. All that and more. You can reach me anytime off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. I'll be back with Jay Kaplan in just a minute.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Four quick reasons not to fear a housing crash. A lot of uncertainty regarding the real estate market heading into 2019. That uncertainty has raised concerns that we may be headed toward another housing crash like the one we experienced a decade ago. I've said this to you before. There will be another housing crash. We had one in 1929. Jay's the only one I know of that remembers that. We had the in 2008. There'll be another one. We'll go back to some of the same dumb things that we learned in 2008, and we'll get tired of it, and we'll make the same dumb mistakes again. It's going to happen. We're human. Not going to happen right away. There are fewer foreclosures now than there were in 2006. A major challenge in 2006 was the number of foreclosures. There will always be foreclosures, but they spiked by over 100% prior to the crash. Foreclosures sold at a discount and in many cases lowered the values of adjacent homes. We're ending 2018 with foreclosures at historic pre-crash numbers, much fewer foreclosures than we ended 2006 with. The number of foreclosures through the first three quarters, 2006, 541,000, about half of that for 2018. Most homeowners have tremendous equity in their homes. 10 years ago, many homeowners irrationally converted much, if not all, of their equity into cash with the cash-out refinances. When foreclosures rose and prices fell, they found themselves in a negative equity situation when their homes were worth less than their mortgage amounts. Many just walked away from their houses, which led to even more foreclosures entering the market. Today's different. Over 48% of homeowners have at least 50% equity in their homes, which is a good sign for our friend Jay here. We'll talk more about that when we get to chatting there. They're not extracting the equity at the same rates they did in 2006. I shared a chart on that earlier. Lending standards are much tougher. We still now are getting back into the stated income loans, but the lending standards are tougher. Affordability is better now than it was in 2006. I got a chart on that on our social media channels as well. The housing industry is facing some rough waters heading into 2019. However, the graphs that I shared show the market is much healthier than it was prior to the crash 10 years ago. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. Continuing our conversation, Jay Kaplan is in the house. Every once in a while, the studio audience likes to see Jay. So we got about a 50-50 audience,
every
Jay.
Every once in a while, they don't.
And some of them,
you don't know better than that.
Absolutely. So we were chatting earlier, Jay. We've been going about the idea of the reverse mortgage and my opinion.
And cash flow,
right?
Yeah. And the big fact that the cash flow is only there if and when needed.
Right.
Or the cash flow boost that you can get from it. Other than that, you keep making payments just the way you are. If you do not ever make any more payments and do not take any more in the future, you're based on, you know, a decent amount of conservative appreciation, you're still not going to lose any equity.
But, Jay, what I want to talk to you about, though, I want to get into this part of it because I know you've been in the mortgage world for a long time. You've been in the reverse mortgage world,
mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I wanted to chat with you about was I want to set some fear aside here because the majority of the seniors that I talk to, actually by definition, every senior I talk to, lived through the interest rates of 2000, since 1983, 84, through the 80s.
I was doing loans back then.
Right. And roughly, the concept was, is anybody that had an adjustable rate mortgage then was scared to death because they got into double-digit interest rates.
I remember when we were doing normal A paper at 16%.
Right.
You know.
But the recommended product for the reverse mortgage, if you can do that, again, everybody's situation is a little bit different, but really we highly recommend using an adjustable rate on the reverse mortgage.
With
why
the
is that?
The line of credit, right.
The line of credit. Okay,
right.
so explain that part of it.
Those are the loans that come with a built-in line of credit.
So that's where I can actually pay into it,
right.
And then take that money when I want it.
Now, personally, I've had an adjustable loan since 1983, probably,
okay.
And I've been happy with it all the way along. There were some times during that period I thought I might have lost the home if I did not have that adjustable.
Sure.
But when you get a reverse mortgage or a home equity conversion, but let's call it, you know, people call it reverse, you are given a specific amount towards your benefit. Part of your value goes towards your benefit. That benefit, first of all, pays off the loan you have right now, if you have one. So if you have a loan right now, it gets paid off. You still owe that loan. You still owe on that. But now instead of making a payment with cash, you can let the interest accrue, or you can just make an interest-only payment, either way, really boosting your cash flow. Or you can make an entire payment and pay that loan down, continuously pay it down, but you want to leave $50 in it because you want that reverse mortgage to still exist. You can have upwards of $1 million in the line of credit and only owe $50, theoretically, but I mean, it can happen.
Sure.
You know, so your home could be worth, let's say, if we do another, get another downturn and your house is worth $400,000 and you have $800,000 in that line of credit, you can actually take that.
So the bottom line of what we're really getting to is in a turbulent market, and I think anybody that's got any level of intelligence will look, I mean, I hear it all the time. I see it on our feeds and on our social media channels. A lot of people are fearful of the market. They're seeing the roller coaster
right.
of the market.
And this really is will protect against that.
So right.
Whether you're in the market now, if you're lucky enough to be in the market and you're making money or not making money, at least you may be living off of your retirement fund. But remember, if you take money from your retirement funds, you're paying taxes. So you
sure.
have to pay almost, you know, twice as much. And then those dollars that were in the retirement fund are no longer working to make you more future dollars.
Even if it's only 2% a year.
Right.
Right?
Right, exactly.
So if you look at the reverse mortgage and you take that and you get the reverse mortgage, you're not required to make a payment any longer. If you want to, as mm-hmm. Jay said, you can.
Mm-hmm.
But in a turbulent market, it gives you the opportunity. Hey, you know something? The market's down 331 points right now. I don't want to have to sell anything today to cover my
right.
January mortgage
right.
payment.
Don't be like Jay and buy everything on margin.
Right.
The old days.
Right.
But you know, overall, yes. If you're lucky enough to have money in the market, hits a downturn, leave it. Let it do what it does because you know they usually come back.
Every 10-year period, the market's always up.
Take the money from your borrow the money from your still increasing asset, your home.
Right.
Tax free. And if you want to, you can always give it back. It's like having a credit card with a very low interest rate, and you are the one who is in charge of your credit limit, no one else.
Which is, again, I'm going back to the same concept. It's cash flow. If you're thinking about this for your mom, that's the idea, is or your grandma, or maybe you're of age. It's all about the idea here is we're talking about cash flow.
Let's look at the biggest threat to your legacy, which we were talking about.
Right.
It's not a loan. It's not a home loan. It's your health care.
Sure.
And whether you have long-term health care or not, somebody has to pay for it.
And that's getting harder and harder to even get.
Yeah, even if you did, there's going to be more. So is it going to come, your kids could pay for it. You could sell your home. You could take it out of your savings. You could, worst of all, take it out of your retirement.
Sure.
Or you could take it out of your equity, which is still growing, and the home's value could cover that anyway. Your legacy.
And we spoke to Tom Borsick about this on Tuesday. Tom was in, and we were talking about senior housing.
And
he was talking about, you know, places that he has for $1,300 a month up to $9,000 a month. Right.
And,
so.
Yeah, and that's not even considering what I think is the most important part of your legacy: memories.
Absolutely. You know, something you...
And, you know, yeah, money can buy that.
You know, something that... There you go. I mean, and we know that everybody... The statistics say... I shouldn't say we know. Statistics tell us that we all live a healthier life when we're living at home. Right? So that's just another issue. We're going to continue our conversation. As you can tell, I am a fan of the reverse mortgage. Why? I did one, or I helped my parents get one. It worked exactly as we had hoped it would. And it worked even after they passed on, where the heirs all still had the equity that the property accumulated during the term of that reverse mortgage. So we'll talk about that part of it, the equity coming back to the family when we come back. Well, I got a great throat this morning. Should I get a payday loan? That we'll talk about as payday loan for the holidays. We'll talk about that one when we come back as well. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio on Twitter, Ron Siegel. And again, if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Your credit matters segment today being brought to you by the area, by the creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Should I get a payday loan for the holidays? I cannot believe that we even get this question coming in. The answer to the question is very, very simple. Now, it's funny because I saw a couple articles on this. And then I saw the idea, they come up with almost a page and a half of different answers when I did some research on it. And to me, I heard Jay thinking over here, and sometimes that's a little bit scary when I can hear Jay thinking. But I think you and I probably came up with the exact same answer, Jay, and it only took about a half a second to give that response.
Right.
No. Right? It's real simple. No. Should I get a payday loan for holidays? No. Right? If you can't afford it, don't do it. Those payday loans, I know some folks that have gotten into those. Some of them are looking at about 400% APR. Can you believe that? And basically, they don't want, if you ask them what the interest rate is, they'll tell you, oh, we don't have an interest. We just charge you a flat fee each month or each week because they want to take the money right out of your account. Unbelievable. See, like a $200 loan, they'll give you a $200 loan and they're going to charge you a finance fee. They're not going to charge you interest, a finance fee of $35.20. And you get that for a 2 week loan, 458.86 APR.
Yeah.
Right? Great line of work if you can get it.
Yeah, well. But luckily closed down a lot of that.
Unfortunately, not enough.
Yeah.
And you know something, I don't know if you did this, but back in our prior life, I did do the subprime lending, uh-huh. right? And I used to look
That's
at people.
Different though, that's.
Well, I mean, I looked at it because what we were trying to do is we had an idea when we were doing that is that we could help somebody.
Right.
Right, and the idea was, and people look at it and say, well, yeah, you're charging them an absorbent amount of interest. Well, our comment was, is yes, we are charging a high interest rate, but you're not going to get your house foreclosed upon.
Right.
And you're going to be able to get all of your credit card debt paid.
Which makes it cheaper in the long run.
Right. And the other part of it was that if you'll do what we tell you to do in 2 years, we're going to get you a new loan at standard rates, right? So you're not in the prime, in the
right.
subprime world. The problem was, is people wouldn't do what we told them, right? You get the credit cards paid off and you call them back another year later or a half a year later or a year later to see if they're ready to do what you told them.
A lot of people did help themselves. The big change was, I guess, even in the 90s and especially the beginning of this century, the very meaning of subprime changed.
Right.
It used to be, these are people who are temporarily having a bad time. Let's help them out. It turned into something like, let's give everybody a loan that wants one.
Right. And that's a big difference in those right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we want to do is the answer there. No, don't do payday loans. I mean, I can't think of a good reason for them. Right. I mean, they're, call and talk to your grandmother, your aunt, your uncle, something like, but it's just a very, very, because you never, what ends up happening is people don't get out of them. That's the problem, right?
I mean, it's like making your minimum payment on a credit card.
Right.
Except this is a lot worse.
Yeah, it's horrible. So stay away from them at all costs. Just my opinion. And that way you can make your life, as the president says, make your life great, great again.
We will make America great again.
He just showed up, Jay, just when we were getting ready to talk about reverse mortgages.
Yes, and he actually has a copyright on that.
Does he really?
Even though Reagan, I think, was the first.
Okay.
Saying.
Well,
anyway,
I like the slight change to it. It's called Make America Grape, GRAPE again.
Oh, yeah, well, you
right?
are into wine. Yeah.
So we can go with that one.
Yeah, and America does make some great grape.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely. But, let's get back to our conversation in chat, Jay, because I want to get, because so many people do spend a significant amount of time with family at the holidays. And I want to go real quick on this. We're not going to have a lot of story time because you and I both love to tell stories.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Is I want to get to the myths of the reverse mortgage because that's the biggest issue.
I'd like to get to where these myths started from. I mean, if everybody's not everybody. The uninformed say, hey, never get one. They're going to steal your house. I mean, but where did they get this information from?
Because the bottom line here, Jay, and I'll tell you this, I've heard it so many times, and it's so accurate. That which we do not know about, we do not like. Right? Think about a lot of times people say, Amway, right? I don't know about Amway. I don't like it. Why don't you like it? I don't know, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying anything good or bad about Amway. I'm just saying I don't know about it. I obviously don't like it. Right? Where do you get your advice on Social Security? Well, I got my advice from my neighbor four doors down. What does he know about your financial situation? Nothing. Yeah. Right? Where do you get your advice about mortgages? Well, I go and I talk to my neighbor three doors down. What does he know about mortgages? Very little. So go quick, Jay. Lender owns the home.
No.
No. In my situation, we shared this earlier, and again, I don't want to get into stories, yeah. but right, my mom had a lot of equity in her house. It went, followed her trust. Her trust
right.
stated what was to be done with it.
Right.
Right? It happens with everybody.
Right.
Wasn't unique to my mom. The home must be free and clear of any existing mortgages to get a reverse mortgage.
No.
No. So even if I owe money, I can still get a reverse.
Of course. Yeah, we went through that a little bit before.
Yeah. Once the loan proceeds are received, you pay taxes on them.
No tax. It's your equity. It's already your money.
Yeah.
You don't pay taxes.
Not a taxable event from the reverse mortgage.
No. And you can put money back into it. It can grow in there. It's not so much money itself growing. It's your spending power that grows.
Okay.
And it grows at a great rate. And when you take that out, if you do, no taxes.
Borrower is restricted on the use of the loan proceeds.
No, they can give.
I can go to Vegas with it if I want to. Not a smart idea.
No, that kind of goes more along with the payday loan kind
right.
of thing. But no,
it's foolish, but I could do it.
You could,
right? I mean, so there's no restrictions at all on what you can do with the money. It's only for poor people.
That's why people are afraid of it, and that's why even poor people are ashamed to get it. It's crazy. It was never, ever designed by Congress, signed into law by President Reagan, never, ever designed for poor people. We can read you if you call or, you know, I show it to, you know, it was, I can show you exactly the two paragraphs that came out of Congress. It was not designed for poor people. It was designed for
smart people.
And those who are no longer making as much money as they used to.
Right. So the whole idea here is I want you to understand those myths, because if you're going to have a conversation with mom or dad or granny or grandpa, you know, this holiday season, at least have some knowledge. Now, a little bit of knowledge can be dangerous.
Yes.
But the bottom line is at least if somebody says, well, they're going to take your house if you get it, you can say, no, I want you to speak to my friend Jay Kaplan, right? And get the information. And I think even if you're not friends, you can talk to Tom, listen to Tom Selleck.
Yes. Oh, no.
The mustache.
He's a nice guy, I guess, but.
But, you know, something he's telling, he's giving people, the one part of the guidance that he's giving is that it does make sense. And I'm going to say that this about, and a lot of people don't like it when I say this. But you know, hey, it's my show, so I say it anyway.
Yes, you're the king.
Right? Is that there are really very few bad loan products. Payday loan might be an exception, but there are very few bad loan products. There are bad applications of products. If you want to take this money from your home to go and blow it on a Vegas, put it all on red, don't get a reverse mortgage. Right? I don't want you to do that. But if you're going to do it because you understand that there's cash flow benefits and to make a better life, a better legacy, a better future for whatever your situation is.
You know, you were saying a little bit earlier, Ron, about the crash.
Right.
So many people lost their homes in
right.
that crash. Can you imagine? Tens of thousands of seniors lost their homes, especially the ones that still had to work in order to make payments. If all of those people had a reverse mortgage, they would still have their homes and probably more equity now than they did then.
And those are the things that really drive you and I crazy is when people don't explore something that can really help them and give
right.
them a better life.
Right. And like I said, I've got a friend who made interest-only payments this year because he made too much money on his investments, and his tax person told him he needed to do that.
Beautiful. And that's the way to do it. And I'm going to say thank you. I appreciate you all listening. We're going to take a couple weeks off for the holidays. I hope you have a great holiday. Very, very happy and healthy new year. And make sure so you don't forget us that you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day in the new year where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course,
a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests anytime, give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you after the first of the year. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. We appreciate you being listeners of Ron Siegel Radio.
I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and